Hi, darling.
Hi, dear.
Hey, pork chops for dinner. Good.
Mm-hmm. I thought they'd be nice for a change. Where have you been?
Oh, next door visiting with the handlers.
Oh, Ruth and George, how are they?
Fine. Petey's home.
Petey's home?
Yeah, it's midterm vacation at the military academy or something like that.
Oh, that's wonderful. I've missed Petey. Hmm. Petey's home. Petey's home. Has he grown much?
Oh, yeah, quite a bit. Filled out, bigger.
Uh-huh. Well, I better not take any chances.
Oh, come on, darling. It's his first day at home. He'll be eating dinner at his own house.
You know, Petey, he's always spent as much time at our house as his own. Besides, it's no trick for him to put away two dinners.
All right. When he went off to school, our food bills dropped 40%.
Oh. Hey, Mom! Hey, Dad! We better lock the refrigerator. Petey's here.
Petey's here?
Hey, Petey, here goes Mom and Dad.
Hey, oh, hi.
It's so good. Hey, Petey, how are you going to be home?
Hey, the three of us have to go fishing some Sunday.
Hey, that'd be great. We'll go fishing. Just start it again this time.
Hey, Mary, Petey's here.
Oh, is drilling.
Oh, Petey, it's been so long since I've seen you. Sit down and tell me all about the school and everything.
Oh, Petey, you look at me like I was a stranger.
Hey, Petey, how's little military academy?
Well,
I tell you,
yeah, here they got 6 o'clock
in the morning. Just a minute. Let's get some nourishment into this poor starving boy.
Hey, Petey, how about some pie and milk?
Thanks, Mrs. Stone, but I don't think I'm very hungry.
Well, then if Louise isn't busy on Saturday, we can all three get together and go shopping. Oh, that'll be fine with me. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Ooh, that Melanie. She gets me so mad.
Did you and Melanie have a difference of opinion?
Oh, ever since she spent 6 weeks in Europe last summer, she thinks she knows everything.
Oh.
Books, painting, clothing styles. Honestly, she thinks she's Madame Schiaparelli and Christian Dior rolled into one. She's so sophisticated, she doesn't like anything.
What happened, dear?
Well, she's having this big soiree, and well, it's a party, Mother. And we were talking about what we were going to wear, and I said I thought I'd wear my blue print. And she said, didn't I think it was a bit afternoony?
Afternoony?
Is it?
Well, I think it's more 7 o'clocky.
Oh, I'll get it.
No, I'll get it, dear. Oh, Petey.
Hi, Miss Stone.
Was the door locked?
No.
Oh, well, come in, come in. Oh, Petey, don't you look nice. Where are you going?
No place.
Well, don't act like a stranger. Go on in.
Oh, hi, Petey.
Hi, Mary.
What's the matter with your hair?
Nothing. I just combed it.
Oh, where are you going?
No place.
Oh, hi, Petey. Hi. Where are you going?
No place.
Oh.
Never met that Melanie. I can just shake her.
Are you going out?
Uh-huh.
Where?
To Melanie's.
What for?
Well, I have to know what to wear to her party, don't I?
Oh, I guess so.
See you later, Petey. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Mary. Oh, hi, Petey. Where are you going
to go? No place.
Come in. Oh, hello, Ruth. Is there anything?
Shh. Petey's in your living room.
Isn't he always? Sit down.
Thank you. I'm worried about him, Alex. He's been acting strange ever since he came home from school.
Oh, with Petey, how can you tell?
I'm serious, Alex. He hasn't been sleeping well.
Well, that could be a temporary condition, no cause for alarm.
He just mopes around the house.
Well, that could be a phase, nothing to worry about.
He has no appetite.
Petey with no appetite? There is something wrong with him.
Well, he won't see a doctor. So I was wondering, Alex, if you could examine him without his knowing it.
Without his knowing it? How could I do that?
Oh, you can do it, Alex. George and I are really concerned about Petey.
Okay, I'll see what I can do. Hi, Petey.
Oh, hi, Dr.
Don't get up, Petey.
Well, you know, we haven't had much of a chance for a talk since you came home, Petey.
I guess not.
How have you been?
Okay.
Hey, what's that lump on your head?
What lump?
Oh, I guess I must be wrong. There must have been the light. There's nothing there. Well, how are you enjoying military school, Petey?
Well, fine. I like it.
You know, there's
look
quite an arm on you there. Hey, you going out for athletics?
Yeah, I've been out for football and baseball. I've been doing a lot of weightlifting.
Yeah, you've made a lot of friends there, have you?
Yeah, I run around with several guys. You know, we play tennis.
I've never seen this before. That's a pretty nice piece of jewelry, Petey.
Oh, you like that? Mom gave that to me about a year ago.
Yeah.
That's an ID bracelet the guys are wearing.
Yeah, I used to wear one myself during the war. I lost it before I got out of the service. I don't know how about...
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, honey.
Hello, Mrs. Handler. Hi, Petey.
Hi, Mary.
Daddy, do you know where Mother is?
She's in the kitchen.
Oh, thank you. See you later.
Mary.
Yes, Daddy, did you want something?
Nothing, honey.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, certainly been nice talking to you, Petey.
Yeah.
I'll see you around.
Oh, sure. Excuse me.
Yeah.
What's wrong with him? Can you tell?
I'm afraid Petey is suffering from one of the oldest complaints known to mankind.
Tell me what it is. Don't spare me.
Brace yourself, Ruth.
Petey? Our Petey? Well, he's known Mary all his life.
Well, for some reason, he's just discovered that she's a girl and he's a boy.
He's a boy?
George, what kind of a way is that to talk about your own son?
Well, what's all the fuss about? If he's a boy and she's a girl, why doesn't he ask her for a date?
George, this may be amusing to you, but believe me, it's not to him. Now, you go in there and talk to him.
I've already done that.
But not about that. About this situation.
Well, what'll I tell him? That Mary's not really a girl and he's not really a boy?
Oh, George. What's the trouble with you fathers?
What's the trouble?
Not mothers.
That's a profound observation.
I feel for your son. Now, George, go in there and talk to him. You were a boy once.
Now, listen, I'll tell you something. Every girl I ever went with knew it.
Well, tell him what to do about it. Go in and advise him.
Okay, okay.
Petey Handler? Petey, Ruth and George's Petey? But he's known her all of his life.
Springtime has come to Petey.
Yeah?
Hi, son.
Oh, hi.
Petey? Say, when are you going back to school?
The 11th.
Speaking of dates, there was this girl, Myrtle. That was before I met your mother, you understand. Well, this Myrtle boy, I was sure stuck on her. But I was scared to death to ask her for a date.
You were?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, she was my sister's best friend, you know, and she was around the house all the time. And, well, to her, I was just little old George, you know, about as important as a piece of furniture.
Yeah.
Well, one day I got my nerve up. I asked her for a date. You know what she did?
Laughed at you?
Certainly not. She fell all over herself, accepting.
She did?
Yep. Taught me a big lesson. A girl is just as anxious to have a date with a fella as he is with her.
Really, Pop? Really?
Sure. If I had married your mother, that Myrtle would still be after me today.
Oh.
Say, Petey, I got a couple of tickets for the tennis match tonight. Have you got anybody you'd like to ask?
I sure do.
Yeah.
Thanks, Pop. Say, Pop, was Myrtle a... Was she?
Who, what?
Myrtle. Was she pretty?
Oh. Oh, boy, she was lovely. She had hair like silk. And she smiled, it was like the sun coming out after a storm. She was the prettiest girl I ever saw in my life. Oh, I mean, that's before I met your mother, of course.
Say, Pop, you think I need a shave?
Well, I don't know. You haven't shaved for 16 years. I think you can hold off another day.
Okay, Pop. Well, now, it's really true that girls are just waiting for a fella to ask them for a date, huh?
Absolutely, boy. Naturally, they're not going to tell you. They're waiting.
Oh, just a minute, Paul. Which one of these do you like best?
Oh, Petey,
Well, I mean, which one would you wear if you were me?
Oh, if I were you? Oh. Well, that one, by all means.
Thanks, Paul.
Petey!
Good evening, Mrs. Stone.
Oh, come on in, Petey.
Thank you.
My, you look nice, Petey.
Thank you. Mrs. Stone.
Yes, Petey.
Would you please mind calling me Peter?
What?
Peter.
Oh, yes, of course. Peter. Mary, Petey, Peter is here.
Who?
Peter.
Peter who?
Peter Petey. Won't you come in the living room?
Hi, Jeff.
Oh, Jeff, aren't you going to say hello to Peter?
Oh, sure. Hi, Pete. Hey, look at you. You're all dressed up. Wait, excuse me. I'm going to get something to eat.
Hi, Petey.
Hi, Mary.
Mama, did you want something? Oh, well, Peter just dropped by, and I thought it would be nice if you said hello to him.
Mary, I was wondering if...
Yes?
Well, I've got a couple of tickets to the tennis match, and...
Oh, that's nice. Who are you going with?
Well, I thought...
Petey, you know this party that Melanie is having?
Yeah?
Well, I have a terrible problem.
Yeah?
Who should I ask to take me, Johnny or Harold?
Oh. Well, they're both pretty nice guys, I guess.
Uh-huh. Mary, don't you think Peter looks handsome? Oh, yes, he does. I know that Melanie. She'll probably ask some college fellow. I'll get it. Sit down, Petey. Hello. Oh, hello, Harold. Oh, I'm just fine. How are you? No. Really? Oh, Harold, you're priceless. Tonight? Nothing. Oh, that would be just fine. Okay. Goodbye. Mary.
Yes, Mother?
Where are you going?
Oh, Mother, Harold's coming over. You don't think I'd let a boy see me looking like this, do you?
Well, I think...
Petey. You're very fond of Mary, aren't you?
Oh, she's all right.
You know, Mary isn't really mean. It's just that she's known you all of her life. And...
Yeah, I know. I'm sort of like a piece of furniture.
Oh, of course you're not. I'll have a talk with her.
No, Mrs. Stone, you mustn't. Please don't say anything to Mary.
But, Petey...
Promise.
Well, all right, Petey, I won't say anything.
Thanks, Mrs. Stone. Good night.
Good night, Petey.
Ruth, you'd have been proud of me the way I handled that talk with Petey.
Did wonders. He was just beaming when he left here.
Well, there's one thing I do know. It's how to talk to boys. It takes a certain class, you know?
Is that you, Petey?
Yes.
Hi, son. How'd it go?
Did Myrtle wear pin curlers in her hair till she heard a real boy was coming?
Boy, he looks worse than before. So you know all about boys. And who's Myrtle?
Why don't you say something to Mary?
Well, you know I can't. I promised Petey.
Yeah. You know, life is much simpler down in there. When a boy corpuscle sees a girl corpuscle he likes, he doesn't ring her bell or ask her for a date or put on his new blue suit. He just goes right up to her and they spend the rest of their lives chasing each other up and down the arteries.
I bet Petey wishes he could change places with one of those fellas.
Yeah, but would they change places with him?
Hello there. Any of you fellas want to change places with a human being named Petey?
I don't think you'll have any takers. They're all wrapped up in the mystery of life.
That's it?
What?
There's no mystery about Petey.
I'd say that was the understatement of the year. Where are you going?
I'm going to call Ruth. You've given me a whole new plan of attack.
I have?
You fellas know what it's all about?
explain it to me.
Yes, Ruth, that's the whole problem. You see, Mary keeps seeing the same Petey she's known all of her life.
Well, he is the same Petey.
Yes, but if there were just some novelty about him.
Novelty?
Some mystery.
Well, you want Petey to be mysterious? How?
Well, I don't know how to make Petey mysterious. You'll have to think of something, Ruth.
Well, I'll talk to George. Maybe he can think of something.
All right, Ruth. Goodbye.
We won't be eating till around 10:30 or so. Oh, I've got it. And then Melanie's mother's having somebody in to serve. And Melanie said there should be just around 30 people or so. It'd be just the right amount. Mm-hmm. So excited about it.
Well, I bet you are.
Peter is here. Hi, Petey.
Hi, Petey.
Hello, Peter.
Good evening, everyone.
Your hat.
Oh, you noticed.
Why are you wearing it in the house?
Oh, excuse me.
I think it looks very interesting, Peter. Don't you, Alex?
Huh? Oh, yes, yes. Lovely.
I think it looks dopey.
Say, Dr. Stone.
Yes, Peter?
Would you advise a young man starting out in life to become a spy?
A what?
A spy. You know, he's sort of mysterious. You never know what he's really thinking. Things like that.
Well, now, frankly, Peter, I never gave the spy game much thought as a lifetime avocation. Were you thinking of it as a part-time job like delivering newspapers?
No, I thought...
Petey, don't be ridiculous.
Why? What's ridiculous about it? Someone has to be a spy.
Why?
Huh?
Well, certainly not you.
Why?
Well, because in the first place, you've never kept a secret in your whole entire life.
Well, I know plenty I'm not telling.
Like what?
Like about my father and Myrtle.
What about them?
Well, there used to be a time when they...
Now, Petey, that will do.
Oh.
Some spy. You ask him a question and information pours out of him like a fountain.
Well, it was before he met my mother.
Yes, I'm sure it was, Petey. What else is new?
Well, I, how do you think I look with a mustache?
Jeff, that's enough.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Petey?
Yes, Mrs. Stone?
Let's have a little talk. Come on. We used to have lots of talks before you went away to school, remember?
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I think it was right here that you once told me that you wanted to be a fireman when you grew up.
And I was just as silly tonight, talking about being a spy and growing a mustache.
Petey, now you mustn't.
I don't blame Mary for laughing at me. I'm not smart, and I'm not so hot to look at.
Petey, that's not true.
The trouble is with me, I keep trying to be something else, and all I can be is what I am, and that's not much.
Oh, you make yourself sound like a stray puppy that nobody will take in. Now, what about your mother and father? They love you?
It's different with your own parents. I mean, well, they're stuck with you. They have to like you.
Well, Dr. Stone and I aren't stuck with you, and we're very fond of you, Petey.
Well, yeah, but...
And Mary, too.
Sure she is. Like poison ivy.
Petey, I know this won't be much consolation to you, but boys and girls don't always like each other at the same time and in the same way. It'd be nice if they did, but they don't.
Well, gosh, Mrs. Stone, I know I can't make Mary like me. I don't expect that.
If you'd only try to understand, these things which seem so important and painful to you now aren't real. No, you'll find that out later on. Now, the terrible thing is, they hurt just as much as if they were real.
Mrs. Stone, I'm not looking for sympathy.
Oh, Petey, I know that.
Maybe... Maybe I ought to just go back to school. There's not much for me to hang around here for. Thanks very much, Mrs. Stone.
Well, you're welcome, Petey.
Good night.
Good night, Peter.
And staying at the same hotel with Brother and me was this young guards officer. Oh, he looked dreamy in his uniform.
Oh, a guards officer? Well, Melanie, he must have been a lot older than you.
In Europe, those things just aren't important. He asked me to dance with him 3 times.
Really? Oh, gee, that must have been exciting. I bet everybody was staring at you.
Hello, Ruth. This is Donna. Listen, about Petey. What?
That's what I said. Petey's going back to school.
Today? Well, listen, is he wearing his uniform?
Yes, he is.
Good. Well, now you have him come over here and say goodbye to me. Yes, right away. Huh? All right. Goodbye, Ruth.
He actually had different uniforms for the different times of the day. And the way the women at the hotel fussed over him was just disgusting.
Oh, hi, Petey.
Hello, Mary. Where's your mother? I want to say goodbye to her. I'm going back to the academy.
Oh, I thought you were staying for another week.
I changed my mind.
Mary, I don't believe it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Melanie, this is Petey.
Hello, Petey.
How do you do, Melanie?
Mother's in the kitchen, Petey.
Thank you, Mary. Excuse me.
What did your mother say when he asked you for a date?
He's good looking, isn't he?
Who? Petey?
Yes. And the way he looks in that uniform. Dreamy.
Petey?
Dreamy? Do you know if he's busy the night of my party?
Yes. Yes, he is.
Oh, what's he doing?
He's taking me.
Mary, your date's waiting.
Hello, Petey.
Good evening, Mary. Shall we go?
Good night, Mommy. Good night, honey. Have a good time.
I will. Good night,
Daddy.
Good night, Petey.
Good night, Petey.
Good night, sir. Mary?
Shall we? Petey looked pretty nice in his uniform, didn't he?
Oh, yes. Yes, he certainly did.
Darling, do we have any fruit in the house?
Yes, in the bowl right beside your chair. Well, that's strange. There was some there a while ago. Here, have some nuts. Oh, sorry, dear.
Oh, I'm so hungry. Say, what about that box of candy I brought home yesterday?
Oh, yes, of course. I'll get that.
Good.
Yeah. Here we are. Dear.
Empty?
Well, who in the world...
Alex, how long did Petey wait in here for Mary to get dressed?
About 20 minutes.
Petey's back to normal.
It's like old times.
What's like old times?
Petey.
Petey.
Do you think Petey ate all that stuff?
Who else?
Nobody in the world but Petey would have that capacity.
It wasn't Petey, it was me.
You?
Well, yeah, I was kind of hungry.
Jeff, dear, have you ever considered falling in love?
Okay.